Now, it feels like for about as long as people have been experiencing hair loss and balding, people have also been trying to reverse it. A team at UW-Madison thinks they have yet another solution, one that could be affordable. UW-Madison materials science and engineering professor Shudong Wong leads that project. Shudong, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, tell us what this technology is, this anti-baldness technology you're working on.
It's a mild, low-frequency electric stimulation device. It's wearable and very low profile.
Now let's start with the electricity part. So apparently electricity, like long-term, low-level electric stimulation can, for some people, turn around hair loss. Is that right?
Yes. It's not a totally new thing for us. People have found out decades ago about the electric stimulation function on the hair follicle growth. Here, we just invented a device that people can wear it every day and treat it as a normal daily activity.
And this uses, and we've talked to you about different projects that use the nano generators. Remind us what a nano generator is.
A nano generator is a device that either uses nanoscale structure or material or generate nanoscale electricities from environmental mechanical energy stimulations.
So that could mean I could wear something that uses the some of the energy I create when I move around to as little mini generators. Do I have that right?
Exactly. Yeah, some random head motions through our device could produce regular electrical pulses that would be helpful for the hair growth.
So this, if it comes into, it comes out of the market, this is something that could just literally look like a hat, a baseball cap. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, you can put it, you can put it inside a baseball hat, yeah, or some other hat.
And I know some anti-baldness medications now, people got to be really careful with them. They can have a lot of weird side effects. Do we know of side effects from this low-level electrical stimulation of our heads?
No, not to my knowledge. And we tested some biocompatibility using rats and mice. So it's pretty good. And also we did some simulations on the electric signal penetration. So the electrical field only goes inside the skin deep about 2 millimeters. So there's no electrical influences to the deep tissue. So the side effects should be minimized.
You mentioned rats and mice in testing and simulations. Are you at the point now where you're ready to test or testing on humans?
Yes. Actually, we really want to move this as fast as we can. So hopefully we can do it within 6 months if we can get the IRB approval soon.
And I imagine people, a lot of people would stand in line to try this out. A lot of people are looking to turn around hair loss.
Yeah, it's no surprise. Yeah, I already received many emails concerning about this device and the human test.
Now, it's not a miracle worker, right? If people have been bald for a long time, it sounds like this probably won't help them. Do I have that right?
Yes. So any type of this technology to stimulate the hair follicle growth, either from chemical medicals or from external stimulations, we have to have some follicles in there, either they're active or not. If the skin doesn't produce any hair follicles, for people who has been bald for like, over 10 years, I think that'll be very hard.
If you get approval to do human testing, as you say, in about 6 months, when could a hat, an anti-baldness nano-electric hat, actually be available to people?
I hope we'll be within a year.
And you've done a lot of work with these nano-generators. Can you talk about some of the other applications you have used them for or are working on now?
Yes, I think this electrical stimulation is has very broad application potential for biomedical applications. So I call that closed-loop stimulation, which is we use our body to generate electricity and use the electricity to stimulate many different biological processes. So we had some previous outcomes for other perspectives. For example, we use this electricity to stimulate wound recovery. We use these stimulations to stimulate nerves and to help the body lose weight.
Wow. And then what's next? Or if you have a next idea, what's on the cutting edge for future uses of these generators? If you can talk about that.
I don't want to talk about the details, but again, I have to say this concept, we call that closed-loop electrical stimulations. The applications are very broad. As we know, our body basically uses electricity to control pretty much all our biological functions. Right. So as long as we can find appropriate device design and a good way to integrate them, I think the application will be huge and very broad to many, many different perspectives.
And do you see us getting to a point where the nano generators themselves can be, you know, not just experimental, they could be in mass production for whichever application they get used for?
Yes. I think this is a more like engineering problem. Based on the design that we have, how we make it in a large scale, I don't see that there is a big technology hurdle over there. It builds on simple materials and flexible materials. So the thing is, we just need to come with different design for different application perspectives.
Xudong, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's Xudong Wang, a materials science and engineering professor at UW-Madison. We talked to him today about new technology he's working on that could help balding people regrow hair with nano generators powering electrical stimulation.